We can only trust in love. There is no God to fight. Get the work we must. Forget the word we love.
What are we here for? Is there a heavenly being who is seeing every step you take? It's fake. There's no afterlife free from strife. There's no tomorrow in space. The past is fast but can be erased. Chipped away by time. All the gods have failed to appear. It's clear, no fear. Logic is derailed. They're a figment of our minds. They're the weakness that binds us to this wheel, where they can steal all that's real. The time we take to grind out our next meal, plus the extra we pay to stay that way, so we can say God loves us. He chooses to make us losers. Our turn to sacrifice our lives in paradise to theirs and greedy vice. We build their buildings that rot and fall, fill their malls, answering television's calls. All their silly monuments must defer to time, rust to rust as the past declines. Only lies can eat the mind, like the old paradigm of time. Ozymandias couldn't stop the tide, and nor can you. Your bones reside in the same flesh and earth and eons, but you can't cross over when life is offered. They lied when they said that above some organized system existed to dish out favors while it listened to your little prayers, meddled in your financial status and personal affairs.
This is Hack of Voice Radio, and you're listening to me, Bill Isle, and we're streaming live, and we're joined here by Planet Lathe, as
once again.
Always. And it is the 10th of August, 2005, and it's a good day, as Sean Kenny would say.
You got to talk a lot faster to be like Sean.
Yeah. Fuck him all. Fuck him. And that was my official impression of Sean Kennedy.
It was fucking good.
Yeah, he's the man. He is the fucking man.
I'm only just starting to listen to his stuff, as you know. Highly recommended by yourself.
Highly recommended, highly. And anyone else, go to Rant Media or rantradio.com and check out his stuff, because it's good. And it's also streaming on our station. I love it.
Does he know that?
No, he doesn't. I'm not going to tell
Should
him.
Should we tell him? No. He'll have a go at this
really
fast.
The thing is, if we do tell him, he was probably going to shout it out on his radio show. And I don't know if I want to do that yet. Maybe a few episodes down the line, I might send
maybe when we're good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a problem. It's not like, oh my god, what the fuck are you doing? Seeing as he's actually promoting the show and he wants everyone to listen to it, like he's saying, you know, burn DVDs out of it, and give it to people on the street, sort of thing.
That's cool.
But I know it's not a problem on that kind of stuff, because I'm not saying this is my show sort of thing. It's Sean Kennedy, obviously, so it's all good. It's all legal.
Good stuff.
Now, a few topics that I've sort of come up with today is talking about desktop BSD and RFID tags and what's happening in Britain and in the US. And other rants and raves that we might come at during today's show. But I cut off Planet before he was ranting about Star Wars. I don't know if you want to continue on that.
It's just something that came to me this morning, and to be honest, it's one of my first thoughts every morning ever since I've seen episode 3. And I was so fucking let down by that film. I mean, the first one was terrible.
Yes.
Phantom Menace, by the way. I don't mean the first one as in A New Hope, obviously.
Yeah.
Duh. That was bad, but it had a couple of good lightsaber scenes in it, and you could kind of forgive the rest of the shit, because it was so cool to see Liam Neeson swinging a lightsaber around going, "I am a Jedi Master. This is a heyday of the Jedi, and we're fucking everywhere, we're cool." And then clones kind of advanced on that, and there was loads more Jedi. You got to see Mace Windu swinging a lightsaber around, taking off Boba Fett's dad's head with a single swing. Womp! Off goes your head. Now that's cool. A lot of that, again, was shit, but it had some great moments, really cool ones.
Good,
especially
good.
The clones.
Yeah.
Just all marching in line, and it's like, oh shit, this is like the Nazis, and oh, they got a big army, this is going to be bad. And then episode 3, I will admit I did need a piss through most of the film.
Yeah.
About halfway through I went out for a piss and I missed about 10 minutes. I didn't feel bad about it. But the thing that turned Anakin Dark, Anakin Skywalker, and he called him Anakin Dark Walker.
Anakin Dark Water. Sounds like a shop. Yeah, sounds like a
pub. Maybe it will be.
Sounds like a pub. But Anakin Arms.
The lightsaber and arms.
Yeah.
After all these years of hearing the mythology behind Star Wars and what really happened, what turned Darth Vader evil, this was like playground talk when I grew up. It's like, oh, well, you know how Anakin became Darth Vader, don't you?
Yeah.
No. Well, him and Obi-Wan, they had this big fight, man. Mm. This is like in the 80s in the playground.
Yeah.
And it's over a lava pit, right, and they used to be best mates and they were kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan boots him right in the chest. Uh-huh. He falls into the lava.
Yeah.
He's nearly dead, but it's only his power of the Force
that
manages to hold him together.
Right.
And then they drag him out, put all this machine shit on him to keep him alive, and he became Darth Vader, the most evil man ever. And the most asthmatic man.
Yeah.
But when you actually see the film, what turns Anakin to the dark side is he hacks off Mace Windu's arm.
Anal sex.
Cat sex.
That'll turn any man to dark side.
So is there 1 minute as a Jedi? He has a dream that his wife might die.
I have to
childbirth.
Say, his acting was fucking poor.
I thought you were going to say awesome for a minute. I was going to have to go on a whole other rant.
A goat could do better acting than him. Put a goat, put a little cloak over the goat, and a little scar, and it's Anakin.
You wouldn't even need a real goat.
No,
you can CGI one.
CGI goat.
Yeah.
With little wings.
That would work.
Yeah.
So, he's there as a Jedi, you know, doing his shit, and he's a big famous poster boy for the Jedi.
Mm.
Life's going good. He's got a really hot wife.
Yeah.
He knocks her up. Good score, buddy. Now she's probably going to stick around. Because that's the only thing that would keep her around with a wanker like you, Anakin. And he has a dream that she's going to die during childbirth. Now, we've all had bad dreams, but he starts to believe them because of the one he had in Clones.
Yeah.
Which came true. So he starts talking to the Emperor, wasn't revealed as the Emperor, and he says, oh, well, there's always the Sith way, you know, you could do that, and then she probably wouldn't die. He goes, okay, noted for future reference. And then the Emperor's about to be killed by Mace Windu. He hacks off Mace Windu's arm, and then immediately he just crumbles like a great big pussy. He goes, oh, fuck, I've done something bad. Now I can either face the music and go, I'm sorry, but it was kind of me who killed Mace Windu. Or he could not talk about it, run away and say, it wasn't me. But instead of that, he goes, oh, well, I better become a Sith Lord. And the Emperor goes, okay, I'll call you Darth Vader then. And I said, what? That was it? That's what I've been waiting my entire fucking life to see on the big screen? What the fuck is this shit? And then, 1 minute is good, he hacks off the arm, he crumbles like a big pussy. The guy says, I'll call you Darth Vader, now go and kill some children. Fine, yeah, that's cool.
Fuck it.
What? Oh, the fucking movie. Makes me mad. Mainly because I absolutely loved and adored and worshipped Star Wars 4, 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And I grew up with them. For us of a certain generation, it was a religion, and fucking loved it. Read loads of the books, played pretty much all the games, no matter how shit some of them were. Some were great.
Oh, yeah. So this is another thing I wanted to talk about, is a movie comes out, a game comes out. A movie comes
out. It's gotten a lot worse
lately.
A
game comes out. Yeah. And it's like every single fucking movie that's targeted to a younger generation, there is a game there. And the games aren't actually any good. It's just a waste of CDs, man.
It's fucking true.
It's a waste of data. And
a lot of the simplistic shit that comes out, which is basically a platform game that's tied into a big movie license, and why bother?
Yeah.
You know, they are just piggybacking off the success of the movie.
Exactly.
And they know it will sell enough units to
they can
cut
suck,
the costs.
They can suck my balls.
Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it.
Everyone now.
Everyone now, yeah. Oh, well. So, let's get back to some of the things.
I needed a cigarette after getting all that off my chest, so I'm fine now. I've said it.
Yeah. In the news today, desktop BSDs, the latest and easy-to-install BSD aimed squarely at the desktop market. It features installation screens that are kind of clear and easy to use for any dumb desktop user.
Hello!
Yeah. Desktop BSD combines the stability of FreeBSD, the usability and functionality of KDE, and the simplicity of developed software to provide a system that is easy to use and install. It joins the ranks of PCBSD and FreeSBIE. I think this is all good stuff, because you're bringing something that's immensely complex to run by somebody that has absolutely no idea about computers and is a Windows Nazi, stepping it down a level to that usability and giving it that to somebody where they can explore and learn a completely different operating system that's completely alien to them. I like it. And also, I think companies will be happy to hear about that as well, because it's free and it's good. And it's free and it's good, which is something you don't
hear. It's not also that, but it's also good and free.
Yeah, and it's open source.
Something I said on a different topic last night was multitude of choice can never be a bad thing.
Mm.
Take what will work for you and run with it. Mm. If it's not for you, don't use it.
Yeah.
But this is something I actually have no knowledge of. I've been hearing of for a number of years, and it's always been on the to-do list to install, set up a machine for, and just have a go with it, play around with it. But
well, I've had some.
Maybe now I'll do the desktop BSD version.
Yeah, definitely. I've had some experience in the past. I do run Linux on my machine at home, and the only reason I don't run it too much is because the applications that I run are mainly Windows apps, and I'm just okay. I'll come out and fucking say it. I'm lazy. I'm too lazy to get them to work on Linux. It takes effort, it takes some time. Once you do it, it runs okay, and then you have to update it and all this kind of stuff. But I am looking to switch, and I'm probably going to switch as soon as Vista comes out, because I'm going to be turned away from Windows completely then. Because XP has been good for me. And yes, I haven't paid for it. So, you know, it's not a free operating system that runs okay, completely customized, and I've reworked it myself. So I'm kind of sticking to it for a while until maybe I upgrade, buy a new machine or something along those lines.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I move away from XP, because I actually did go out and buy a full licensed copy. 200 smackaroos right there.
Were you feeling okay that day?
No, I wasn't. I just got back from Oz, and I was in a major depression about not being there anymore.
Right.
Built a new machine out of parts.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what happened. I think I put 2,000 on. I got a full license for that as well.
Oh, wow.
And it wouldn't support some of the newer shit that I put in.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what. But it took me like 2 or 3 days fucking about with it, and then I found out the solution was upgrade to XP.
Right.
So I went out in the strop, bought one, tried not to look the cashier in the face when she said, "That'll be £200, please." Just give the card.
I'm hoping it was the professional version, not the home.
Oh, hell yeah. I wouldn't go for that home shit. And I had a fucking thing about this today.
Hmm.
In a business environment, we need XP Pro.
Yeah.
Because it logs onto domains. So the thing has come through. We need two new machines right away.
Yeah.
Not the kind of things that we can order today and have delivered tomorrow. That, again, will take too long.
Yeah.
So I went down Office World. Office World? PC World.
Office World?
God, I don't even know if they're going anymore. I think they merged with Staples.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's another thing.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Went down PC World, and they said, "Hello there. I'd like to buy two of your machines, please. That'll probably be about a grand and a half, I assume.
Yeah.
All I want is two that you've got in stock today, and I want them both installed on XP Pro.
Oh, well, I better check the stock register.
So this guy goes off, he comes back, he goes, no, we've only got XP Home. So I said, look, I've got a grand and a half here. You can have it right now for two machines. You know, you can make a big sale here and look like the big man in front of all your work colleagues. And if you're on commission, this would be a good fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, we've only got the home ones. Right, fine, fuck it. So
wait a second, was that for work?
Yeah, that was just for work.
But
we needed two machines immediately.
Why do you buy stuff from a retailer to buy stuff for work? Is that not just the craziest thing ever?
Well, occasionally the thing comes up where we will need a machine that day. Just out of the blue.
Right.
We need one now.
Okay.
And we can piece one together, but it's a lot easier just to get one off the shelf, customise it, get it going on the network, install the shit that we need, and just run with it that way. But XP Home obviously doesn't log on to domains.
No.
Which is the main thing that we need it for.
Yeah.
So
I would have just run 2000 on there if that was the only thing we could do.
Yeah, the thing is, you go out, you buy the modern hardware and this, you put 2000 on it, then you'd find out the graphics card doesn't
not supported.
Work, this doesn't work. Yeah. You go out to the manufacturer's
websites
of all these different bits and bobs, your graphics card, your TV card, any other things that are in there, and they say, yes, here are the Windows XP drivers.
Yeah.
Because we only support XP.
Yeah, and
say,
we've destroyed that off our website. We can't buy anything else.
Oh.
What? Hello?
There's a weird little delay there.
Strange.
And it's still there.
Really?
Echo.
Echo!
Yep, I've been massively lagged.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm okay.
Cool.
So it's just weird to me that businesses that still run a shopfront and they say they've got stock in the bag, they don't have any fucking stock. Because I can get a better offer online and get it delivered to where I work. So I don't even have to go out and bother myself with these idiots.
Mm.
No, and I'd rather do it that way, online. But occasionally we need a machine, we go down, we deal with these people at PC World and they don't know their arse from their elbow. And they just haven't got the product range.
Yeah.
All I wanted was XP Pro. Mm. But I'd be damned if I'm paying 200 quid for a whole new license for that machine, on top of whatever it was, when there's an XP Home license already registered with that machine that will go to waste.
Definitely.
You know,
so
I only want the domain logging feature turned on.
But it's ridiculous that they sell a piece of software that doesn't work fully. Why did they just let it fucking log onto a domain? What's the big deal?
To probably catch people like me out.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're buying for business, you've got to pay an extra load of money for an extra license that will work in the business environment.
Hmm.
Because the thinking being that businesses, they have more money, they have money to burn, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, when at the same time, they want to put XP Home on every single machine, so at least you've got a Microsoft thing there when you turn it on. And this is like the XP cut down version they're putting into I can't remember what countries it is now, I think in Mexico and some other places. They're just trying to get the user base there used to Windows. And this is something I went on with you before. It's kind of a double-edged sword. I see it as a good thing that they are giving people an operating system, and that's quite nice. But on the other hand, it is quite cut down, and you know there's a sneaky corporate kind of idea behind it.
Yeah.
So I'm 50-50 on that idea still.
Mm.
But this XP Home thing on all the machines you can buy off the shelf on the day, that's just fucking shit.
Yeah.
And there's so little feature difference between XP Home and XP Pro that I've noticed. The domain login and the remote console kind of administration thing. They're the only two features I've ever used that are in one version and not in the other.
Mm.
And, God, still going on about this. it's such a bastard to recover a operating system now when it comes shipped with a PC.
Yeah.
Because it's tied in with that PC. You have to get that exact CD out and, you know, use that one. Yeah. It'll only run on that hardware.
Sure.
It's not like you can get your normal XP Pro CD out and just do format and an install and sort it all out from the beginning.
Unless you have an open license where you can basically install the same CD with the same key on many computers.
Yeah, you'd license up to a certain number and you're given a lot of freedom on that.
Yeah.
With the machines we've got where we work, we've got an open license with 2,000, which has worked great. But like say, you then get a lot of hardware in the modern machines that you just can't get the drivers for.
Mm.
And we're being forced to upgrade, and me no likey.
No.
So I'm probably going to have to go and build two new machines tomorrow.
Yeah.
Format them with 2,000.
Just you wait until Vista is being pushed hard. Then you'll be seeing some mad stuff going. But yeah.
Like I was saying last night, by the time that comes out, XP will have reached the end of its natural life, so I don't know what they're going to do there. That could be very, very weird and shit for everyone.
Yeah, very true.
Who's a Windows user? There's a lot of smarter people out there using Linux or Linux, however you want to pronounce it, FreeBSD and other things, where you're not being as fucked.
No. Although it does have its own problems as well, but
you need to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
It is really an enthusiast and a very knowledgeable person's kind of operating system.
Definitely.
It's good if you've got the time and you want to learn and stuff like that.
Mm.
I daren't install it as workstations in the corporate environment when I just don't know enough about it myself. And
Not just yet. I am considering pushing it into... I've started actually... Every new machine I build, I install Firefox in it and remove IE. Because Firefox is far better.
If you don't use Firefox, you're terrible, apparently.
Yeah, you're just part of the whole corporate thing.
You sold out, buddy.
You sold out with Firefox. Yeah. So, RFID.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Shall I do my
I'll let you
thing?
Take this one.
RFID tags seem to be the flavor of the month for law enforcement officers in tracking individuals by foreign and domestic police. In an effort to speed up entry in the US, the Department of Home Security has begun a trial using RFID tags in certain visitor papers. The tag is embedded in the paperwork. A chip reads the notes or entry or exits of the visitors who pass and transmits that information to the government-maintained database. So basically what it's saying is you come into the country, they read your documents, that's then passed onto the database. They know you're in the country and they know when you've left. In addition to that, border crossings to mark the first test RFID systems have been set up. And Wired News has an article about England RFID testing chips to license plates that can transmit VIN numbers, which is vehicle identity numbers, vehicle identification numbers, and other data to appropriate receivers. According to the article, the United States will be closely watching the British trial. Interesting. As they complete and initiate their own tests for the plates, which incorporates radio frequency identification or RFID tags to make vehicles electronically tractable. So, you US guys, watch out for that because it's coming here first, and we're going to be fucking protesting about it. Naturally, privacy is going to be fucking decaying, and by the move to start, and unlike electronic toll passes, these new plates will not be anonymous, which means they will know where the fuck you are in the country. So, you know, it's coming in July, and let's have fun. All I've got to say is, when it does come, if it does come, hack it. Hack the fuck out of it.
Mm. Prove it's not secure, because it won't be.
Yeah.
They're just putting some jackass fucking system.
Sure.
Assume it's fine, and then somebody will break it.
Yeah.
You know, and prove to them.
Send them to prison, silence them, send them to prison, silence them.
They probably will.
Ban them, kill them, shoot them, which is what they do.
Whenever they're shown the error of their ways, they don't really take it on the chin and go, oh, yeah, you're right, shit, we should have done it that way. What they do is just crack down in the old fucking draconian ways. You know, you messed up this vehicle license plate, which has a tracker in it, which is a government-owned tracker. Therefore, you're a terrorist, you're going to prison. You know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Exactly. Having the fucking book thrown at them. Having the whole bookcase thrown at them.
Yeah, but this is what's happening, is people that are... I mean, I don't know if you've heard on the news recently, there's a bookstore somewhere in north of England it's just an Islamic bookstore that's selling Islamic literature, and it's been raided. The doors have been knocked down, and armed police have gone in there, even though the owners of the bookstore said, you know, here's the keys, walk in, check everything, we don't not sell...
Yeah.
You know, propaganda, we do not... pardon me. I'm trying to breathe there. We do not sell things that will promote people to go out there, strap a bomb to their chest, and walk into a crowd. What we're doing is we're just anti-war. We hate war. And how is it bad of somebody to say, I hate war? And the other thing they were pointing out, they had a picture of somebody there who, during Israeli riots, there was a guy that got shot and he was holding his child in his hands, and they had a big poster of that, and they said that might incite somebody to hatred. Wait there a second. A picture of somebody getting shot in the head would incite anyone to anything. Just watching the news makes you a bit angry.
Fucking too, right?
So, so should the news be banned? Because that's making... You know, somebody could watch the news and see bombings and go, fuck, that's horrible. And somebody could go, yeah, this is great. You know, so what's going on here?
When you see the true news, anyway, and you're not seeing it from, like, a certain angle, which is, a lot...
Yeah,
they have a lot of that in the States. You know, it's like reporters riding along with the Marines and stuff in tanks, and they're going, oh yeah, we've just secured this village, and you know, you don't really see anything that the Marines themselves and the soldiers out there that are actually seeing.
Exactly.
You know, and, when you do see the horror that they have to fucking go through, and when these guys are actually interviewed impartially, they're like, oh shit, that was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
There's people dying, there's people in the streets, corpses and stuff, and you know, it's like, we caused this by the bombing, and how do you deal with that? You've got to carry on and do your duty, but that stays with you.
I have to say, any war is bad. War is a bad thing. But not a lot of people know this, but let's say a military establishment, a military organization, is run like a business. They make money. You know, they have monthly revenue reports and loss and all that kind of stuff. They are a business. They are built there to make money, and war makes money for people. It's obvious. Why would people go to war other than to make money? During hard times, you know, companies have gotten contracts to build planes, tanks, armor, weapons, Kevlar, everything. It makes revenue for companies. It's a very profitable thing.
It's not just war, it's also fear as well.
Exactly.
You know, it's exactly what you said, mate. It's all about the fucking money.
Yeah. And the only way to get somebody to do something is for them to be afraid. And just recently now, there's a big push. They were saying, oh, they've stopped a lot of terrorist surveillance organizations, and they're saying they will be... there will be another attack, and it will be mainly to do with businesses. So there's a big push in that now, and they're just, you know... Because things have quieted down, people are getting back to their normal life, and now they need another kind of push, another injection of fear. And that fear will be, you know, injected further and further. It's kind of crazy, the things that are happening.
It's 1984, what it is.
Yeah, definitely. And for anyone who hasn't read 1984 by George Orwell, please pick it up, download it from somewhere, get it off Kazaa, whatever. Just make sure you've read the book.
It's well worth buying in the bookshop. It is a great book, but it has got a lot of very scary, relevant topics with the way the world is today.
Yeah, definitely. And especially with surveillance, the big push and everyone is being watched, you don't have the ability to free speech. There is thought police right now. People are being judged upon by their thoughts and by what they say, especially now what we're doing in the government's eyes. If this was on a public radio, like a licensed radio show, let's say we were doing this in Radio 1.
Biggity biggity bong.
And we would be immediately shut down. Our stream would be cut. We'd be silenced. We could not say what we're talking about now. I mean, do you agree with me there?
100%, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts. And going back to thought police and stuff, I think a great example of that is what you just said about the Islamic bookstore.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing nothing wrong. They're selling books. They're not selling books in a certain way.
No.
Saying, buy this because it would tell you how shit England is, exactly. How evil America is, and stuff like this. They're just selling Islamic books.
The thing is, they were very against Bush. They were very against... They weren't against Easterners. They weren't against how we live. They were against what Bush was doing. And if you speak up against the government, you are an enemy of the government. If you are an enemy of the government, you are fucking on the run, mate. You know what I mean? And also, another thing that's going on is something really horrible that I've heard is house raids. There's something about how they want police to respect a Muslim household. They want them to take their shoes off. They want them to be, you know, respectful and stuff like that when they're raiding somebody's house. When you're raiding somebody's house, you're not there to have cups of tea with them. If they suspect that you have weapons that may destroy thousands of people's lives, you're not going to be expecting a knock on the door.
Yeah, and can we please come in?
Exactly. What's going to be happening is they will bust through your door and they will
take the shoes off.
Exactly. But this, the thing is, what I'm worried about is that they're stepping down the raid word. The raid is coming down the scale of extremes. And what's going
to
be happening?
So it's likely to be a more everyday kind of thing.
Yeah, but this is insane, because why don't they say a house search, where police come in to search your house? It's not a raid, then it's a search. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a completely, completely different thing. And it's like injecting a little bit of, yes, of course, we'll come in with our big fat guns, but we'll take our shoes off. And we won't knock on the toilet, because my wife might be, you know, we'll wait for you to put your clothes and your hijab and all your shit on. God.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Go raid a house if you've got sufficient evidence to do so.
Exactly.
And nothing less than that. Good, solid fucking evidence. And then go do it. And if you fuck up, then by all means, you've got to apologise and you've got to make reparations to people.
Yeah.
Don't go raid a house just on the suspicion and take your shoes off. That's not going to fucking work.
Exactly. And they were saying, you know, please don't allow dogs into the house of Muslim house, because it will cause a lot of problems. And yeah, that's true. You know, Muslims don't like dogs in their house. It's a dirty animal. Fucking, it's not going in there. It's a mud hut religion. And fucking, if it's a raid, you're going in there with a fucking camel. You'll go in there with an elephant if you have to. It doesn't matter what your religion is. You see what I mean?
It's all about getting the job done. If it comes down to a raid.
Yeah.
What I think is going on is that, like you said, they're trying to make it more everyday kind of thing, that raids happen, but they're trying to make them a bit nicer and a bit of more of a smoother transition, you know. So we're not offending the Muslim community when we go and raid their houses with a fucking SWAT team.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. They wouldn't give a shit about you wearing shoes or not if you turn up with a bloody heckler and kosh and start pointing it at them.
Yeah.
Man.
You'd be shitting yourself.
That's insane. Mm. Fucking hell yeah.
Yeah, but my main concern is the fact that they're making it sound as if it's an everyday thing. It's going to be happening every day. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. You know, we'll just go in there with our nicest clothes on and we'll have cups of tea.
That's mad.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fucking weird, mate.
It's crazy.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
I don't know. I'm I'm very afraid about what's happening now in this world, and
the thing is, there's a lot of stuff that might go on, and they keep going on about these things that they're going to do this, the government, I mean, and they should do this, and they'll set up all these procedures and fallback plans and stuff like that, and half of it never happens. Mm. But if something like that does happen, that's just so fucked up, you know?
I know, it's really odd, and if we're being stopped on the street because you're brown or you're black or you're white or you've got a beard on or you've got a scarf on or whatever, then that's not good.
Yeah. On the way to the London 2600 meeting.
Yeah.
Almost last Friday. Travelled down to London Euston.
Yeah.
And while I was there at London Euston, I saw three separate people in different areas of the entire train station.
Mm.
And they'd all been interviewed by the police.
Yeah.
And the police had their tickets out.
Mm.
So they were writing down their names.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go up and find out what had been done or anything like that. But they were from three of the most diverse groups I've ever seen.
Yeah.
First group, I walked past when I was on my way for a piss.
Right.
So I didn't really take too much notice of.
Mm.
Now, it's two young chav kind of lads.
Mm.
White fellas, caps on, skinny wankers wearing too much gold, basically. And there were two coppers there, and they had the ticket out, and they were writing down who they were and stuff like that.
Mm.
And because I saw these no-goods, I thought, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, they've obviously done something.
Yeah,
they look like they're up to no-goods.
Obviously nicked somebody's mobile.
Yeah, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They've been happy slapping some poor motherfucker around the corner or some shit like that. Went for a piss, came back, walked past, and this guy had his shirt off, one of these chav lads.
Yeah.
He's going, "Oh, is that what you bloody stopped us for? That's nothing." You know, and stuff like that. So I thought, that's weird.
Mm.
But again, I didn't really think too much of it, because he looked like he was up to no good. Now, the second guy I saw had been stopped by the police in a different area. He was a young Chinese lad.
Yeah.
And looked like he was about student kind of age. So, probably was, I don't know. And it was just looking at this police officer who was writing down these details, and the poor lad looked so fucking terrified about what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
My heart really went out to him.
Exactly.
I thought, well, what's this guy done?
Yeah, you're
he doesn't
there.
Look like he's up to nothing.
Everyone's looking at you, because everybody's fucking vexed, and everybody's on their tiptoes.
Oh, I didn't really get a sense of that, you know, when I was down in London and everything. And the third guy was probably about mid-30s, Asian fella, suit on, looking like a very professional kind of business guy, you know, laptop kind of bag with him.
Yeah.
So he's obviously pissing about on business.
Mm.
And again, a different copper in a different place, had the ticket book out, taking down details and shit.
Yeah.
And this guy was actually responded to it with good humour. I walked past and I glanced at the pair of him and the copper.
Mm.
And this guy, he was just smiling and saying, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't make out what they were talking about. But I can't understand why so many people, and this was all within a 5-minute kind of space.
Mm.
You know, I saw these guys, and then I saw the young Chinese lad, and then I saw the business Asian fella.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why are they stopping so many people and just getting their details and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, all three of these can't have done some kind of crime, you know. So, are they just stopping people at random, saying, who are you, what are your details? I'm going to note this down.
Yeah.
Because that's why I got straight on the tube.
Mm.
I didn't want to take my fucking details for nothing, you know.
Exactly. Why
I don't know what's
should
going on,
they
but there's
take
a lot of...
your details, if you see what I mean?
Sorry?
I said, why should they take your details if you don't have any... They
who
searched you. Bad enough, they searched your bag.
Mm.
And then why do you need to say, I am this, I am that, I live at this address... Do you see what I mean?
This is my business here on this day.
Exactly.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to prove yourself.
You're a free
citizen.
I mean,
fair enough, there's a high terror alert at the minute, so there's going to be a big police kind of presence.
Sure.
And yeah, that's a good thing. They're going to be stopping people. They're going to be saying, look, can I have a look through this?
Yeah.
You know, and fine. If they said that to me, okay, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got nothing to hide, and neither have 99.9999999% of people.
Exactly.
So, everyone's just going to be cool with it. They all know what's going on. Mm. They've heard the news, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But why are they then taking down your details?
Yeah.
You know, so... Like I say, it's because it's such a diverse group of people that I saw. First ones, I thought, they're up to no good. Mm. Second lad, I thought, he hasn't done anything.
Yeah,
come on, look at him. He looks terrified, Paul. Fuck. And the other guy, it was just obviously on business.
Yeah.
So, weird.
Very weird.
And a bit creepy.
But I can understand searches, that's fine. I respect the police. Police are good. They do a good job, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The more the better. But it all has to be reasonable and controlled and opened to everyone to make a decision on what's going on. Because at the end of the day, crime is still happening. And there's still police on the roads. And bombings have still been able to be carried out. Do you see what I mean? There's no link in more police, more cameras, crime still happening. Where is the kind of, you know, where do you see crime stop? What's going on sort of thing? How many cameras do you need to put to stop crime?
Yeah.
Do cameras really do a job at stopping crime? No, they don't. Violent crime still goes on, even though person is underneath a camera being watched.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody will stab you. And, you know, if somebody has made the decision to actually stab you in the chest, they won't give a fuck about a camera. You know, it's not going to stop anyone being, you know, filmed. The only thing that's going to stop someone is if you are able to protect yourself. Maybe they should give everyone guns and knives. Legalize that. I trust you. If everyone had a gun, everybody would be very fucking peaceful. I'll tell you that.
No, we'd just be another American.
No.
It's not peaceful over there at all.
True. There are a lot of kids.
I tell you, when I was in LA, I was reading the local paper.
Yeah.
And there's the classified ads. I was sitting there having a pizza. And it's all for sale. I want to buy this. Services offered. This, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Turn the page. And it's a list of recent crimes that the police have put out there so that the local community are aware of what to watch out for.
Yeah.
And it was all a man got robbed at gunpoint on this street, and he had his mobile phone, his wallet, and all his shit taken.
Mm.
Yeah, a woman got robbed at gunpoint on this street, and she had a mobile phone, purse, and all her shit taken.
Yeah.
And it was as long as the classified ads, just a list of different crimes that gone on, and every single one of them was at gunpoint.
Yeah.
You know, that's the last fucking thing we need, is more idiots with guns.
Mm.
Thank God we haven't got this over it, because you got so many pissed up, fucking low IQ people.
Yeah.
And if they could get their hands on the gun, they fucking would.
Exactly.
And they'd ride around in their knackered old Ford XR3i in the mid-80s, thinking that they're in
the
fucking Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Pointing Glocks at you at fucking red lights and shit. God, the people in this country, they couldn't handle proper gun laws.
No.
You know. Oh,
but
man.
I'd prefer if you were able to protect your house with a gun. And
get yourself a shotgun license.
If somebody came into your house and was about to kill you and rape you,
there should be a law of defense.
Exactly. You should be able to blow the fucking face, you know.
Hell yeah.
If a fucking junkie came into my house and wanted to nick all my shit, I'd blow his fucking brains out. I really would. And, you know, a lot of people would say, that's evil, that's bad, you know, give them a chance. No,
fuck him. Frankly.
You know, society, he's probably been in prison like 3 or 4 times. You know, he's not going to get off that heroin. Heroin is a fucking nasty, nasty drug. I would not
recommend. I've heard it's a little bit Moorish.
It's very Moorish. And once you've done it, you'll like it and you'll do it again. And then you'll run out of money. So then you'll have to steal something to support your habit. Once you've stole something, your brain completely turns into mush. The only thing you think of is your next hit. So you just keep on doing it and doing it and doing it until you get into prison. You've got into prison. You clean for maybe a few months, you get out, and the next thing you need is another hit. So you break into somebody's house, and you kill them, and you take everything from them. You probably rape them as well, and then, you know, you get your hit.
Well, if you've got guns everywhere, what's to stop that junkie fella from
having a gun
getting
as well.
Getting himself an unlicensed gun. Then breaking into people's houses.
But what I'm saying is...
So he gets interrupted. He's not going to fucking leg it. Sure. He's going to try and shoot his way out of it and then take the shit.
What's to stop him now from getting an unlicensed gun? Nothing. You can still get guns. I can go to Brixton and get a gun for 50 quid.
Do it then.
I'll prove you wrong. And
I do know that you can.
Yeah. So, in saying that, you're better off having a gun in your house because you don't know who's coming through that door, if he's going to have a gun or a knife. Either way, he's going to fucking die. And that's the way I see it, is you got to protect your own home, you got to protect your family and your possessions. Because in this world, that's all that fucking counts anymore. Nobody's going to be feeling sorry for you. The police ain't sure going to be fucking feeling sorry for you.
Weird bleeps, sir.
Yeah, weird bleeps from IRC.
Hola!
Yeah.
What's that? Stop talking about fucking gun control. You don't know shit.
Yeah.
You don't live in America.
I'll shoot you.
Yeah. Pop gas in your ass.
Yeah.
Boom.
I like this song. Don't know if you can hear it.
How can you say it there in the background? Yeah.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I mean, it's something impossible to kind of take a hold of, but it would be good if something was like that, if you were able to protect your home. Mm. I'm sure you
should have some kind of home defense, whether it's a baseball bat or a plank of wood or, you know, the fat end of a snooker cue.
Yeah.
That you know where it is when you're asleep.
Yeah.
If you hear something, get hold of it and go check it out.
Yeah.
You know, because people do rob other people.
Sure.
And I do think you have a basic human right to protect your shit, no matter what the courts say.
Mm.
If I find some fucker in here when I go downstairs for a piss or something like that, I'm going to not just go, well, can you leave, please?
Mm.
You know, do you mind? This is my private abode.
Exactly.
I'm going to smack him with whatever the hell I can find.
Definitely.
But you look at America and then you look at Canada and you look at gun control and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I can't see how giving everyone guns is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's being done over there.
Yeah.
And from what I can see, it's not really working.
Sure.
You know, I got told some fucking scary stories from some American travellers that I met.
Yeah.
And they were saying, you know, I won't go out, you know, drinking and having a laugh and just down the town and that, unless I've got my gun with me.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, why? How can you think like that?
Yeah.
I said, well, because every other fucker's got a gun.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be the only cunt caught without a gun.
Yeah.
You know?
Because if there was a shootout, what the fuck would you do?
Well, even if you're going to get shot, you want to at least take a chunk out of the other fucker. So maybe he'll think twice about it before he does it to someone else,
Yeah, exactly.
I can understand it, but when everyone's got
I'm saying
it doesn't
it
work.
Would be much more peaceful, because the people that are stupid and dickheads, they'd probably get killed straight away. So you've lost maybe 20% of the population. The other 20 would, you know, stop doing whatever, probably get killed later on, and the rest would just be kind of safe and knowing that they've got a gun to protect themselves.
Yeah, it's just not working out over there, though.
Okay.
So, I mean, if there were a fantastic, peaceful nation where everyone had a gun and everyone was cool and everyone knew that, you know, I'd better be polite to this guy, say please and thank you, because he might shoot my fucking head off.
Yeah.
Then that would be fantastic, and it would be kind of a pilot scheme for the entire world. But what's going over...
Yeah.
What's going on over there isn't like that, so I just can't support it and encourage it for anyone else.
No.
And like you say, there is unregistered gun crime over here, but thankfully it is still
It's quite low, but it is increasing. And that's what I'm saying, you know, bringing it back to the beginning is there's loads of cameras out there, but they're not stopping this violent crime. And even though there's been a big amnesty, a few amnesties, gun amnesties, they haven't done fuck all. Because, wait a second, if I've got a gun, I'm not going to give it in, am I? You know, it's like... If you're a criminal and there's a gun amnesty, you're like, oh, I really see what I'm doing. It's really bad. I've been really bad. And
criminal.
Yeah, I'm a bad, bad criminal. I should be punished. So I'm going to walk into police station, hand in my AK-47 and go, I'm really sorry Father, forgive me for my sins, for we do not know what we do. And
yes. See, what they're not doing at the minute, and what maybe they should do, is offer a gun amnesty in exchange for Tesco Club points.
Yes.
Give up your AK-47 and get a 5p off beans. Yeah.
3 pints of milk for a gun.
They can then extend that to dirty needles and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Hand in your crack pipe and you've got 20p of beans. God. But I do have to say, there are a lot of good people out there that are trying to fucking do the best they can to, you know, make something of this community, you know, better. And shit, it's a never-ending war because it's mad. And also, I just want to say, I don't know if you've noticed how much there's a push to stop smoking.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm a smoker, as you know, so I felt the...
There's a massive push anti-smoking push. Why is this?
Because it kills you.
But no. Every time a big corporation or the government does something to let's say, help you, they're not doing it because they want you to be healthy. Let's just take a second there to think about it. It's because they're going to have to fucking pay for your cancerous ass to fix you.
Yeah.
They're going to dish out a fuckload of money for this generation to try and get their cancer out. And all the other shit that's, you know, doing bad things to your health, like, I don't know, lung diseases and all that kind of stuff that goes with cancer, and smoking, and heavy smoking, and drinking alcohol, they're not doing it because they want you to be healthy, they're doing it because it's costing them a fuckload of money. I don't know, do you share the same opinion, or do you think they really are really kind of good for you?
I don't think for a second that the government really give a toss about us.
Yeah.
It is, like you say, all because of the balance sheets.
Yeah.
You know, the NHS is paying now a lot of money for people who've got lung cancer, who've got emphysema, who've got smoking-related diseases and stuff.
Yeah.
Again, this is kind of one of the things I'm 50-50 on.
Yeah.
You know, it is a bit of a mixed bag. Yeah, it's self-imposed, but... It's kind of your choice.
Yeah.
I don't like the aggressiveness that they're pushing this thing with.
Definitely. I think it should be your choice. Do you smoke? Yes or no?
Well, I do think education is a powerful weapon.
Sure.
Not fear-mongering.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Putting on adverts that say, if you drink and drive, look at this woman, she's dead now.
Yeah.
You know, and if you smoke, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Just educate people. Put the facts that you know to be sure out there and make sure they're available for everyone.
Yeah.
And then just advertise those facts and say, look, it's medically proven.
Yeah.
If you smoke this much a day, then
you're
going to die 20 years younger.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fucking horrible. Mm. You know, you might lose a lung and then go on for 10 years wheezing and stumbling around.
Yeah.
You know, don't fear-monger people into it, because I tune away from them. You know, when they're trying to scare the shit out of you into towing the line. Just fucking educate people.
Definitely.
And that's not what they've been doing.
I mean...
Because they've been making fucking money off for so long.
I am a smoker, and I can feel the effects of smoking, and I know that it's doing fuck all to me, and it's really making my life... Well, it's making my health really bad, because I'm coughing and... it's not good for me. It's obvious. I don't know if you've noticed... any effects from smoking when you try to run up a flight of stairs and you die.
Reduced lung capacity, the coughing's an absolute pain in the arse.
Skin dryness and all that kind of nasty stuff.
And yellowness. And
yellowness, teeth.
I'm starting to get that because I'm going a bit old now.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that old guy, yellow finger kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad. Just looks nasty. And that ain't coming off.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, educate people, and they have to make their own decision.
Yeah.
You know, we have all been paying into the NHS system in the UK. I've not been ill for fucking years.
Mm.
I mean, we're talking 20-odd years.
Yeah.
So I've not had fuck all back.
Mm.
You know, and this is a system where you'll pay into it,
yeah.
and if you're ill, we'll take care of you. It's yeah. a good system.
It is.
You know.
I love the NHS. I do really think it's a good system, and even though I'm fucking paying a lot of taxes for everything like that, if I fall and break my leg, something will help me for free.
Yeah.
And, okay, it's not the best, you know, health system in the world, but at least you've got a lesser chance of dying, the way I see
it. It's got a good theory behind it. You know, it does need kind of working out and being more efficient. Working, yeah. basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, the theory of it is sound. You know, yeah. it's like everyone chips in, and then as a country, we're all kind of cool. You know, we're kind of looking after each other.
Yeah.
And it is a good community kind of thing that's going on there.
Definitely.
That's in the basic idea of it.
Yeah. But, hopefully, people will realise what's going on, and maybe they will cut down on these kind of adverts and stop harassing people.
yeah, just trying to force them into doing what we're exactly. being fucking told to do.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, if they probably give me the full facts
yeah.
on exactly what smoking is doing to me, it would scare the living fucking bejesus out of
yeah.
me. And I'd look at all these images on the website and go, oh Christ, that's somebody's lung. You know, that poor bastard there is a case study of this guy. And he had to live on an oxygen yeah. inhaler for the rest of his life. Fuck it, I'm giving him up.
Yeah.
You know, if I can see the cold hard facts that are proven,
exactly.
not just some government-sponsored advert that says, "Ring us up and we'll yeah. make you quit smoking."
Yeah. And we'll put you
here's
on these.
Some poor guy. You know,
we'll put you on these patches that will, you know, inject pure nicotine into your bloodstream and make you want to smoke even more. Because the more you smoke, the more it wants you to smoke. The more it makes you want to smoke. The more nicotine you have, the more nicotine you want. The only way to stop smoking is the key word there, stop. Don't smoke.
Yeah, it's to make that initial choice.
Exactly. Eventually,
yeah.
within time, you will lose that need for it. Then you will
yeah.
lose that kind of dependency that you have on smoking.
And apparently, you'll notice a lot of benefits.
Exactly.
Well.
And, you know, you'll be able to get an erection quicker. and sustain it for longer.
Four wanks per day
from the usual two. Well, let's say 3.5 because
I think my record's actually 5, by the way.
Thank
in a 24 hour period.
Thank you for broadcasting
that
on live on air.
Well, I just want to share the information,
share the love,
you know, like I'm saying, it's education, not fear mongering. So I'm educating the listeners about how many wanks I could theoretically have in a 24-hour period. My record is 5.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try and beat that next year for comic relief or something.
Yeah. a sponsored wank.
I'll give you £10 per wank.
Yeah.
I just hope I don't have to do it on a fucking webcam or anything to prove it.
yeah. I don't know, I'd tune in.
You sick puppy. You want me, and you know it.
yeah. Can we?
I heard the cold shiver run down your spine, and you go, ooh!
let's talk about that off air. yeah.
I tell you what, I am actually going to have to unplug for my usual 30 seconds or so.
30 seconds.
Halfway
piss.
Through the show. Because I need a wank. Actually, I need a piss.
Ah, right, okay.
But, you know. So, I should be back with you in
okay.
one moment.
Brilliant. See you
then. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Speak your mind.
Speak it.
Speak it or else.
Are you back with us?
I'm back with you once again.
Cool.
From the toilet.
Yeah.
So, what haven't we covered tonight? What have we done?
RFID, desktop BSD, wanking, smoking, terrorists, the police,
gun control, and taking your shoes off.
Yeah.
That's not bad off the cuff.
That's not bad at all. And it's interesting how we always seem to kind of do a show every night. With very little content, like very little planned content.
Yeah.
It's good.
We come in and say, are we doing the show tonight? Well, yeah, probably, because, you know, we should. And I want to, but I've got fuck all to talk about. And then 2 hours down the line, it's hard to get us to fucking shut up.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is, we finish the show, and we keep on going on for another fucking...
All the stuff we should have said.
Yeah. But it's all good.
Hell yeah.
Yep. And hopefully once Scobie does come back from the US, we'll be able to plug him in as well if he wants to.
Be good to have him back if he's up for it. Yeah.
And get some technical infos on Linux and everything, because that's kind of what we're missing here, talking about... We haven't actually talked about much about hacking, really, have we?
No, for a radio station that's called Hackers Voice Radio, yeah. I think we've got the
hackers.
Second two parts. Yeah. We've got the voices and the radio,
yeah.
But not much of the hacking.
Yeah. But a few things I'm planning to do is doing a bit more London freaking, because that's what kind of kicked me off with the radio scene. And I want to get back to it and try out some red boxing on the London BT payphones. So that should be fun. And maybe some more urban exploration with Kissick, that he was showing some interest last night about urban exploration. Some of which I'm kind of reserved on, because I don't want to be put in prison and labelled a terrorist at this point in time, as it is with anything such as borderline and grey, as hacking will label you as a criminal and a terrorist, which isn't good, obviously.
It is a very risky time to go poking around anywhere.
Exactly.
I just say that I'm... What he was suggesting last night, and it wasn't anything bad or anything, but I think I'm just not going to be a part of it, because I don't really want to get fucking locked up. You know, the country's on fucking high alert. It's fucking paranoid out there. So I don't want to be hanging around with a laptop bag,
exactly,
looking a bit suspicious,
yeah,
lurking at things and taking pictures.
Yeah.
Even though it's just for a technical interest, you know, you're likely to get your docs fucking taken off your ladder for...
Even
cops.
Though
maybe that's what those guys were doing at Houston.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even though I would actually want to do it just to spite and just do it, because it's something that you want to do and you shouldn't be stopped by doing. But then you run the risk of having problems.
Yeah.
And you just gotta be fucking good about it. You see what I mean? You've gotta be very careful, very clever in what you're doing, in, you know, trying to stop bad things happening to your anus.
Which is, you know, one of the priorities we should all have in life, unless that's the kind of thing you're into.
Yeah. Then you're listening to the right radio show.
Anus FM!
Anus FM. Dribbling in your ears.
Oh, jeez. And on your chin.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, I think we just lost a few listeners then.
A few of our religious listeners have just tuned out.
Yeah. Oh, we've just gone over an hour, actually, on here. So cool. It's good stuff. We might want to cut it here because it's an hour and we've filled. Unless you want to carry on with anything you want to do.
There's nothing planned that I have to say. But then again, there wasn't when it started.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think cutting here we're good.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's see what we can finish off with. Maybe a little bit of System of Down.
And
we'll call it a night.
Good stuff. Thanks to everyone for tuning in.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Hacker Voice Radio. We're constantly developing, constantly growing, constantly changing. So keep it locked in if you do like the show.
And even if you don't.
And thanks very much for the feedback. It's much appreciated, and you know it's always good to hear what people think. We'll be back tomorrow for some more of this. Same thing.
Good stuff. More random shit tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. And good night from Bilal.
And good night from Planet Lave.
Can you see me? Pictures crazy. All the world I've seen before me passing by. I've got nothing to gain, to lose. All the world I've seen before me passing by. I. You don't care about how I feel, I don't feel already born. You don't care about how I feel, I don't feel already born. You don't care about how I feel, I don't feel already born. You don't care about how I feel, I don't feel it anymore. La na 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 na. Hey, you worry, not so pretty. All the world I've seen before me passing by. Passing by, I. You don't care about how I feel, I don't feel a remedy.